Go to Hebrews chapter 12, start with verse 6. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens. This is so much clearer the way this is written in the NLT. Verse 7 in the NLT, look at this. As you endure this divine discipline, remember that God is treating you as his own children. Who ever heard of a child who was never disciplined? Well, let me tell you what. Do we have children today that are never disciplined? If a child never learns authority at home, then they'll never learn authority in the world until they run into a police officer bigger than they are. And they get put in jail or whatever. And that's how you learn. And we got thousands, tens of thousands of young men that are now, some of them are older, because they never were disciplined at home. So then they finally wind up one day getting caught. They pay tickets. They do everything. And then they put them in jail. And when they put them in jail, sometimes they stay in jail for a long time. If you learn discipline at home, you will obey what daddy tells you to do. After you've been disciplined a couple of times, you know, it don't take long that, hey, when dad reaches for that thing, you can become a totally different boy. Let me tell you for sure, you know. But, you know, as you endure this divine discipline, remember that God is treating you as his own children or as a son. Who ever heard of a child who was never disciplined? If God doesn't discipline you as he does all of his children, it means that you are illegitimate and are not really his children at all. So if you're never disciplined by God, you don't know him. You know, he'll discipline his children. You may not be as clear that you were being disciplined as I was that day out there when he shot the gas in my eye. But let me tell you what. After that, I said, Lord, please be merciful to me. You know, restore that eye where I can see. And Lord, I promise you, I will never grumble and complain again. So I have tried with all of my might. Every time I even think about grumbling about something, I say, shut up. Quit that. You know, Paul said, I had to beat my body to bring it in subjection to me. You know, there may be some things that you have to beat your body to make it obey you. But if you know there's going to be a consequence on the other side of it, it's easy to do that. I'll just tell you, there was a grandmother come to me one day and said, my 15-year-old grandson's in Cook's Medical Center with terminal cancer. Would you go down there and pray for him? I said, sure, I'll be happy to. So I went down there and I got there and the little 15-year-old had just had a chemo treatment. Oh, was he sick? 15 years old. I asked the doctor. I said, what do you think? Maybe he'll live, maybe he won't. He's got it pretty bad. I said, okay. So I walked over to the father and I asked him this question. I said, sir, are you a Christian? He said, yes, sir. I said, do you go to church? He said, yes, sir. I said, where is your wife? He said, well, she's not here and she's not going to be here. I said, why? Are y'all not getting along? He says, no, we're having a real problem in our marriage. I said, can you call your wife? He said, I can. I said, can I talk to her? He said, well, yeah, I guess so. So he called her and she answered the phone. And I told her, I said, ma'am, I'm down here at the hospital with your 15-year-old. And the doctor just told me that little boy may or may not live. Do you know that? She said, well, I knew he was very sick. I said, I want you to come down here right now. I want to talk to you and your husband together. She came. I waited for her. When she got there, I said, have you ever heard of the principles of you being disobedient and God striking your child with sickness? She said, I've never heard of that in my life. I said, well, it's in God's word. So I said, I'll tell you what. I understand you and your husband are not getting along very well. She said, we are not. I said, well, God put a position for you as the wife, and he put a position for her husband, and the two of you have to obey him 100%. I said, now, if you both will repent of your sins, and you'll come back together as man and wife, and you'll promise God that you'll love each other, you, ma'am, will submit to your husband, and you, sir, will love that woman like Christ loved the church. That's the commands God gives you. I said, if you two will promise me today and promise God that you'll do that, then I will pray for this son, and I guarantee God will heal him. So they said, you're trying to tell us that my son is in that bed with cancer because of my sin? I said, yes, absolutely right. I said, ma'am, I've seen this several times. It's not new to me. So she said, you're telling me if my husband and I get right with each other, you can pray and our son will get well? I said, I guarantee it. So she said, well, I don't want to lose him. I love him. I said, well, do you love your husband? She said, well, yes, I really do love him too. I said, okay, then y'all had to let a little something get in between you. I said, y'all need to forgive each other, and you need to come back together and need to make up right here and tell each other you love each other and that you will be obedient to God's word. And they did all that. And then after they did all that, I went over and laid hands on that little 15-year-old boy and broke the power of the enemy over that boy, commanded that spirit of infirmity to leave him, and asked the Father to send the Holy Spirit to restore that little boy. And the next day, that little boy went home from Cook's Medical Center completely well. I have seen those kind of things over and over. Dave, the guy was here talking to you a while ago. Some of you didn't know that 10 years ago, he was just like that. 10 years ago, Dave was awful. He had been born with this terrible disease, the same thing this little girl's got. He had oozing, running sores all over his body, all over his legs, all over his feet. He couldn't hardly wear clothes. And when I met him, I told him, I said, son, you're under a curse. And if you'll do what I tell you to do from God's word, I guarantee you God will heal you. And of course, he looked right at me and thought to himself, Mr. Scrivener, you can't guarantee God will do anything. But he found out I can. And I prayed over him, and Dave got well, and there ain't nobody no more happier than Dave about his healing. And he's right up there right now. Praise the Lord. So when somebody says, you know, I don't believe these wild stories that Thurman tells. Well, let me tell you, I got people to back up my wild stories, because I serve a God that he is a God that can do anything. And I'm telling you, and if you don't obey him, he will chasten you. He will discipline you. And I've had people say, that's not my God. My God would never chasten me. I said, you ain't read the book. You have not read the book. I mean, I'm not getting this from somewhere out. I'm getting this in the book. Did the book say that God, right here in the book of Hebrews, did he say he will discipline you? Yes, he will. He will chasten you. He will discipline you. And let me tell you what. You may be the best boy in town or the best girl in town when you're sitting in church, but God is with you 24/7. You know that? He knows everything about you. As you endure this divine discipline, remember that God is treating you as his own children. Whoever heard of a child who was never disciplined? If God doesn't discipline you as he does all of his children, it means that you are illegitimate and are not really his children at all. If you're not God's child, he won't discipline you. But if you are his child and you break his rules, I guarantee he'll discipline you. Let's go on to 9 and 10. It says, since we respect our earthly fathers who disciplined us, should we not all the more cheerfully submit to the discipline of our Heavenly Father and live forever? You're going to be cheerful about this? Well, you're supposed to be. Why is he disciplining you? For your benefit. When we realize that, okay, Lord, I will have to say that day he disciplined me with that gasoline in my eye, it had made a better boy out of me. I'll say that. Ooh, I mean, it made a much better boy out of me. I don't like that kind of discipline. You know, it did hurt, but I knew that, I mean, when he told me, I mean, when I cried out, Lord, I need help, he didn't say, okay, I'm going to help you. He told me, I am fed up with your grumbling and complaining. Woo! See, everybody wants to hear God's voice, but when you hear that, that's not exactly what you wanted to hear, was it? But you have to take the good and the bad together. So I love it when God does something wonderful, but I don't like the discipline. And if you walk in obedience to his word, you won't get many disciplines. For our earthly fathers disciplined us for a few years, doing the best they knew how. But God's discipline is always right and good for us, because it means we will share in his holiness. As he disciplines me, as he disciplines you, he's making us more holy, isn't he? Since you're learning the principles of the kingdom, you study the word of God with a whole new light now, don't you? If you never saw any miracles or never saw any discipline and you didn't know it was coming from God, you just kind of lived your life like you wanted to live it, didn't you? And now then you look back at that life you lived and you live it, you think, oh God, how merciful you was. You should have killed me over and over and over. Is that right? We all have been there. And we think, God, if you wasn't merciful, wow, Lord, I mean, I remember when I did this or when I did that. Lord, you had the right to kill me right there. Lord, thank you for being merciful. But now, Lord, I know you have a plan for me, so I'm going to walk in obedience to your words. When we learn, it says, for our earthly fathers disciplined us for a few years, doing the best they knew how, But God's discipline is always right and good for us because it means we will share in His holiness. Now, I want to be holy before God. Verse 11 and 12, let's go on here. No discipline is enjoyable while it is happening. It is painful. But afterwards, there will be a quiet harvest of right living for those who are trained in this way. Think about what he just said. Have you ever been in a house where there was a bunch of children? Maybe either your own children or your grandchildren. And they are running through the place and they're having a heyday. And they get on your nerves and you tell them, I want y'all to settle down. Now then, if you're really the parent or the grandparent and you speak, you don't have to speak very loud. I want y'all to settle down. If they know you're a person that will discipline them, what are those children going to do when you tell them to quieten down? They're going to quieten down. Why are they going to quieten down? Because there was a time when you spoke to them and they didn't do what you told them. Is that right? And when they didn't do, they just kept on doing what they wanted to do. And probably you told them 2, 3, or 4 times, right? And after you told them 2, 3, or 4 times, finally you stood up and said, that's it. Come over here. And you take one of them and you skip them 3 or 4 licks. And then the rest of them are saying, What's wrong with Dad? What is this? And the rest of them say, Dad, we promise we won't do it no more. Okay, now if they got that and they saw you do that, the next time that they start running wild and get a little wilder than you want to be, and you say, okay, kids, that's enough wildness. You all settle down. What do? They settle down. This is what I've come to realize about the church. We don't realize God disciplines us. We don't believe that. If I were to ask the average person in a church, do you believe God would discipline you with sickness and pain? You know what the average person will tell me? Absolutely not. But I'm going to take you to a scripture in Job 33:19 in the NLT. And I want you to see this. God disciplines people with sickness and pain. I remember the first night Cheryl come across that. It startled her. She said, honey, do you know that in Job 33:19 it says God disciplines people with sickness and pain? I said, yes, I know that. She said, my lands, I've never seen that before in my life.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Speak to the Storm, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.